The Gemara, when the Gemara talks about the bracha that you say on tefillin, the Gemara actually mentions that there's two brachas that we say on tefillin. There's a bracha of aniyach tefillin, there's a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin. There's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara. How to understand this Gemara? Is the Gemara saying that you say one bracha for both, aniyach tefillin, and for the shalyad and the shalroish? In a case where a person spoke in between the shalyad and the shalroish, then he makes a separate bracha on the shalroish, because the bracha on the shalyad is not effective for the shalroish, because he spoke incorrectly. So in that situation, he makes a bracha now of al mitzvah on the roish. Or, we always make two brachas on the roish. So you make a bracha on the niyach tefillin, which goes on the shalyad, and the shalroish. And you make a bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the shalroish. Therefore, a person would speak, which is the minhag of the Ashkenazim. The first way is the minhag of the Sfaradim. So the minhag of the Ashkenazim, a person would speak in between the Shayad and the Shalrosh, he'd make two brachas. He'd make a bracha of Lahniyat Tzvillin, finish that bracha, make a bracha of Al-Mitzah Tzvillin, and then put on the Shalrosh. So because both brachas belong to the Shalrosh also. So either way you learn, the bracha of Lahniyat Tzvillin applies to the Shayad and the Shalrosh. Therefore, the person should limit any type of hefsek of interruption between the shayad and the shalosh, because the bracha has to go on the mitzvah as quickly as possible. So there should be no interruption. Besides that, the darshan that the bahoyu, that there's a drash of bahoyu, you should have a vayachas hashnei, you should have both of them together. So even in the case you're not making a bracha, for example, the people who wear tefillin cholamoid, person with tefillin cholamoid does not make a bracha according to the minhag of most people. So still, you should not interrupt between the shayad and the shalrosh, because there should be a havaya achas b'shneiyav. You should put on to get both of them together. So the person should limit the interruption between the shayad and the shalrosh as much as possible. The person puts on shalrosh b'no tam. He doesn't make a bracha, but again, there should be very little interruption between the two of them. This being said, so when a person puts on the shalyad, how much does he do with the shalyad before he puts on the shalrosh? Because it's supposed to limit the interruption between the shalyad and the shalrosh. So the Shulchan Aruch has said, you put on the shalyad on your arm, you wrap it around over here, you put one around your hand to hold it tight, you put on the shalrosh. You do not wrap the seven creases around your arm, according to Shulchan Aruch, because you don't want to have any happening between the shalyad and the shalrosh. The Shemur brings it up here, the Rizal, that's the meaning of the Sfaradim also, is that you wrap the seven wrappings around your arm before you put on the Shalrosh. There's some who quote the name of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that not only that, he holds that the mitzvah of Ksharteh, you have to tie it. It has to be tight. So what is the point when you finish the mitzvah of Ksharteh? When it's on, then it can't fall off. Well, so when you put it on just one or two times around the arm, it's not really going to stay put so well. So it's not, you haven't finished Ksharteh yet. Well, you put it around seven times around the arm, also not tight. When you finally wrap it around your finger, and now it's tight, it's not going anywhere, that's the end of the mitzvah of Ksharteh. So they quote the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav held, you should do the seven creases around the arm, the three creases around the hand, and then you put on the shalrosh. Not clear that that's what he holds, since the Shulchan has a long arisis about it, in the back, exactly what is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav in regard to that point. But he does say, since that is so, even after you do the seven wrapping around your arms, you put on the shalrosh, as long as you've not put on the wrappings around your finger, you've not finished the mitzvah of Ksharteh. So a person should not talk unnecessarily even at that point in time, because the bracha is still not finished yet, because you haven't finished doing the mitzvah of Ksharteh. Putting on so till after the person puts on the wrapping around his finger, now that someone is in place and it's not going to go anywhere, he should not be speaking unnecessarily. Between the shayad and the shalrosh, you should not be speaking at all. You should not be even having the time left. You shouldn't be walking. You shouldn't be doing anything until the shayad and shalrosh. Some sort of say the people who pull down their sleeve over their arm, they shouldn't be doing that then, because now is not the time. Because you're in the mitzvah putting on the shalrosh, putting on the bracha of the shalrosh. You shouldn't be doing anything other than just putting on the tefillin at all. Let that person hear Kaddish. You do not answer Kaddish. I mean, Yeshua Rabbi, you do not answer. You stop and you listen. You do not say anything at all. You do not hint anything. You do not make any signs. You just immediately put on the shalrosh. And even after you finish putting on the shalrosh, before you put the last three wrappings around your finger, you should not be talking unnecessarily. Have a good morning.